father. In fact, Sheikh Muhammad Shah Khan had a brother, the late Sheikh Ikramuddin Khan. The late Sheikh Ikramuddin Khan is known to many people in the Johannesburg area, particularly in Rustenburg, particularly in Bosman, in Newclay, and those areas where the Sheikh also came and spent a number of years and later on migrated to Canada and passed away there. Now, through the teachings of his brother, Sheikh Muhammad Shah, and the influence of the thought of Sheikh Ikramuddin Khan, I found lots of inspiration through these great teachers of ours. And then eventually, in the late 1979, the early 80s, I decided to further pursue my studies and took my journey from Worcester to Newcastle. And this is where I came in contact and in the hands of our great Sheikh, our great teacher, the late Maulana Qasim Sima, Rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'a.
So your education, you formalized and farigh at Newcastle, Maulana?
I started immediately with my Islamic education in Newcastle. And of course, I spent a complete 3 years in Newcastle. And here I have to recall some of my very, very good and strong teachers. Many people perhaps maybe will be surprised, but let me place on record. Besides that, Maulana Qasim Sima was the great teacher of all of us. When I came to Newcastle, it was the time that Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, who is very closely associated with Channel Islam International, of course, arrived from Pakistan, and he was one of my great teachers. I have very fond memories of him. Maulana Sulaiman Goga was one of my teachers in Newcastle. Of course, the two famous Pakistani teachers, Maulana Mansur al-Haq, Maulana Mumtaz al-Haq, and many of the great teachers in Newcastle, of course. For me, Brother Vayat, what happened was that I only spent 3 years in Newcastle, and then I decided to take the journey further overseas, and I was greatly inspired by the life story of a Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi, who happened to be the rector of the Islamic Institute Darul Ulum Nadwatul Ulama in Lucknow, and therefore in 1983 I left South Africa and went to further my studies in India, the famous city in Lucknow.
MashaAllah. Maulana, any good friends at the time that you can recall, both in Newcastle and in Lucknow, have come across very close and have kept that friendship going up until today? Do you recall anybody?
Well, if I have to really make special mention of a colleague since my study days in Newcastle and in India, of course, I have no other choice but to mention Maulana Ahmad Muhammad of the Annadale Islamic Society, who also happens to be the director of the Al-Quds office in South Africa or in the Gauteng area. Myself and Maulana Ahmad, we have maintained a friendship for the last 27, 28 years. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are many other colleagues also that we still continue to maintain this type of friendship, but Maulana Ahmad Muhammad stands out uniquely amongst all of them. In fact, in the recent years, our families have bonded very closely. My children have come to know his children. In some instances, in fact, my children are studying with his children. We have a very close bond between us. My parents have become very close to Maulana Ahmad, and him and his wife and children and his mother-in-law have become very close to my parents in return. And so, truly, this type of brotherhood that we've built up during the days that we studied together is the type of friendship and the bond that continues to benefit our children. It benefits other people in the community, our friends, Our families and the circle are expanding all the time, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, the president of the Muslim Judicial Council, talking to us there. We highlighting the life of Maulana and his contribution to Islam in this world. Maulana, when you got back to South Africa after your studies, obviously lots of challenges and a mind to make up, well, what next for you. What happened then?
Yeah, Brother Vahid, I think the very interesting part of every alim or maulana or sheikh or imam when he graduates is that we come back with a full intention to serve our communities. And here I do recall the great advice and dua that we always receive from the late Maulana Qasim Sima, rahmatullahi alayhi, always used to say, you can study as much as you want, but you must continuously make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes khidmah, service from you of this great deen of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time as an individual, I was conscious of the fact that we have to be in the khidmah. We have to be in the service of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I came back in 1987, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my community in Worcester received me in 1987 and under the tutorship of the great Sheikh in Worcester, Sheikh Muhammad Latu, I worked as an assistant with Sheikh Muhammad Latu for approximately a period of 2 years until the Sheikh guided me and asked me to take a position in one of the neighboring towns in the Boland area known as Wellington. And there I took up my first position as an imam on my own and alhamdulillah served the community for approximately a period of 5 years leading up to the early 90s, of course, 1992, 1993. And immediately in 1993, I left South Africa to Malaysia and joined the International Islamic University for postgraduate studies in Malaysia.
Oh, mashallah, Maulana. And obviously then getting involved with the Palestinian struggle, I think is foremost, has taken lots of time in your life. When did that all come in?
I must say, of course, that again, I took great inspiration in the writings and the activism of the late Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi. There is a small little booklet that Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi wrote in the early 80s based on the bloody massacre of Sabra and Shatila. The booklet is still with me. It is known Al-Ma'asat Al-Falastiniya, the brutal massacre of the Palestinian people. In fact, if I still read this booklet of Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, it is as though it was written about a few hours ago. And so, inspired through the works of Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, all the time that when we returned back to South Africa, we kept our eyes very closely on the Palestinian struggle. I also, alhamdulillah, had the opportunity that some of my colleagues and friends who studied with me during the time that we were students in India now happen to be very prominent activists and leaders in the Palestinian community, amongst them Dr. Nazmi Al-Masri, Dr. Rifat Rustam, who now happen to be lecturers and professors at the Islamic University in the Gaza. And by the way, Brother Vahid, a few days ago I returned from the Gaza and I was fortunate to visit these two colleagues and friends of mine after many, many years. Met them at the Islamic University in the Gaza, where they are lecturers and professors.
Mashallah.
And so over the years, alhamdulillah, in our work, even in the Muslim Judicial Council, the late Sheikh Nazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and I, allow me to mention this unique point of the late Sheikh Nazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi. As many invitations came to the MJC to attend international conferences, the late Sheikh Nazim always used to make it a priority not to go to these conferences, but rather he would give preference to many of us in the MJC, to Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, to myself, to Sheikh Ahmad Sadiq, to Sheikh Shahid Yeso, to Sheikh Irfan and to others. And he would always say that I wish that many of the organizers of these conferences in the Middle East can actually take these monies of these conferences and help the Palestinian people to overcome their struggle for freedom and for liberation. And Sheikh Nazim always used to express the idea that he hoped one day the MJC will set aside a dedicated desk and an office just to deal with the Palestinian matter. And so it was not too long after the demise of the late Sheikh Nazim rahmatullahi alayhi when we journeyed for a very special journey to Palestine, and for the first time we attended this huge Mahrajan Al-Aqsa fi Qatar under the leadership of Sheikh Ra'id Salah. It was from that particular moment onwards, and here I'm talking now